Carl, you've got 3 points. Shame we couldn't have kept the clean sheet, but got a bit frantic right at the end.
Yeah, we've got to start enjoying defending, Rob. You know, we talked about it a little bit Saturday. I said I just feel we're a bit frail at the moment and maybe not capable of keeping a clean sheet. You know, them old demons have crept in again a little bit tonight. When the game gets like it did at the end and they're just lumping the ball in the box, actually, that's the easiest line of attack to defend. And at that point, you should relax and think, well, I'm going to have some fun now. I'm going to plant my head on things. All of a sudden, you can take a deep line and there's no centre-forward spinning off you and running in space beyond, which I hated as a centre-back because I want the quickest and I hated that, you know. And all of a sudden, it's just been put up there for us to judge it and go and win it. And we're just panicking a little bit. But we've got to just... You know, we've won 3 games on the spin now. We've defended the lead 3 times. We should start to settle down and just start enjoying that. Because you broke the back of the game then. They're not trying to be intricate. They're not trying to pass through you and do all that stuff. They're literally just planting it up on your head. But we're getting a bit jittery. But we've come through it again tonight. So hopefully the lads will be a little bit more confident for that. I thought we absolutely bossed the second half and we were looking really good. And then... you know, steadies it's an absolute worldie of a finish. You know, to give them a little bit of a lifeline in the game and goals change games, and then we just threw it up in the air a little bit for 10 minutes. We get the goal for 3-1, and we think we home and hose the game, and then obviously the old demons creep in. But winning breeds confidence, and with that the confidence will come in our ability to defend, and I'm sure we'll iron that out. We probably just need another body as well. I think we probably just need to add something really, you know, in the mould of Mozza or Frizer, really commanding back there. You know, just one more body maybe, and that might just iron out the creases. But
it's good to see Louis Anthony back there, right?
Fantastic, great lad Louis. You know, and he done well when he come on. You know, he kept things simple and he did well. I think all of the lads are good components of a back four. I just think maybe just that one big strong, you know, been around the block a little bit. I don't know who. You know, we've not got anybody in mind, but I just think somebody of that ilk with any of those lads in any combination will probably see us where we need to be. We've got good players there, but for whatever reason, we're just panicking and maybe just need somebody just to calm it down and settle it down. And if we have to go and find that player, that's what we'll do.
The other good thing was how Jamie took his goal.
Fantastic finish, and you know, I thought we looked lively and down. We're starting to get some good combinations up there now. We've got plenty of options now. Jude has done us a great shift in at left back. It wasn't intended to be that way. I think the way they started the game forced us into a shape change, and Jude's gone out at left back. But Jude looks electric, you know, in forward areas, and Kingy coming back now, and he looks lively and he looks strong on his legs. Hopefully Danny Mundy will be back, and Finn Barker should be back now within the week. You know, Jamie looking strong. I thought Kane Lee's had his best game of the season today. So I have no real issues about us going forward and scoring goals and creating. I think in midfield we've got good options. I thought Alex Britton was fantastic tonight after maybe a tough couple of weeks for him personally. That was a tough game today. You know, the league table says they're a decent side, and it was like football chaos, wasn't it? Really, the way they go about it, you know, they whip them up into a frenzy, and they don't half run around and work for their manager, and yeah, it was quite hard to deal with. And as I say, they forced us onto the back foot a little bit. Had to change shape and react to that. And you know, I thought we'd come through it and look the stronger side. Really, obviously, just barring the jitters in the last 5 minutes.
Looking forward to Saturday, which is probably one of the longest distances we've got to travel. You mentioned Finn and Danny Mundy. Will they be back for Saturday?
Well, Danny's banny's up, but we'll have a speak with Dan. I just need to check his availability because he's had obviously a few weeks, so just a bit of breathing space. So I'll catch up with Dan tomorrow, but hopefully Dan will be back. I'm expecting Dan to be back. Finn did the warm-up tonight. Whether or not he'll be in the squad on Saturday, I'm not sure. There's a chance, but we'll speak with Finn, see how he felt tonight. He did a proper intense warm-up, and there's maybe a chance he'll be in the squad, but I want him to be in the squad and wanting to come on this time, not in the squad and us kind of twisting his arm. So it'll be down to him really. But yeah, we're coming forward, aren't we? Now we're creeping forward, and you know, we said that we believe we had the crux of a good side. I think that's being proven now. It's almost as if we know what we're doing, isn't it?
Very good. Nice to see a smile.
Thank you.
Carl.
Cheers, mate.
See you, mate. Cheers.
Thank you.